Ben.
He's got a sponsor.
Yeah.
So we have to do sports.
Man. Lots of sports.
Yup.
Fan 5 is brought to you by friends at CarX. Thank you, CarX.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
All right, Ben, I'm going to read a name, and then I'm going to pause extensively afterwards, and you're going to have to feel that fill that blank space with knowledge, right, opinions, thoughts, jokes,
sure,
monologues, whatever.
Okay.
NFL Draft, Round 1, the Vikings selected Mike Hughes, cornerback, Central Florida.
Not the pick I think everybody was thinking about getting because everybody's concentrating on offensive line, specifically offensive guard, but there was a run on guards like we talked about ad nauseum on this Power Trip show that if these things happen, then you have to start looking elsewhere. So he was the best available top need that the Vikings had at the time. So, yes.
Round 2, Brian O'Neill, offensive tackle, Pittsburgh.
He was sort of on my list, on my radar. I didn't think that they would go after this guy in the second round because he seems like a bigger project. Super athletic, very lean. Think of like a more svelte and thin-looking Matt Khalil. And I thought Khalil was a pretty skinny-looking left tackle. This guy seems to be in that same mold. Athletic, can do a lot of things. They want to get him out in space, but I don't think that he's going to be a starter next year.
Mm, okay. Round 4, Jalen Holmes, defensive end, Ohio State.
Got a bad rap at Ohio State because he was stuck behind All-Americans and the Bosa brothers. Was kind of asked to move around, to be that guy to play nice and do the team thing. So sack numbers aren't there, so if you're looking him up, you're like, not a lot of sacks. Why we get this guy? But he was asked to play three technique. He played linebacker a little bit in passing situations. So wherever he needed to be on the field, they put him, and he played very well, which in the end is the reason why the Vikings took him, because of his versatility.
Yeah, and the defensive line depth, because the Eagles one doing it, and every team's doing it. Get as many bodies as you can.
Exactly. And there's thought that he could be a guy that could add some more weight, because I think he is 6'5".
Yeah, 285.
He can maybe add some more weight and be, you know, more of a consistent three technique player.
Round 5, Tyler Conklin, tight end out of Central Michigan.
You know, I didn't know a ton about him. I think we have talked again on the show about the addition of a pass catching tight end and what that would mean, and we're all speculating that that's what DeFilippo would want to do. That's what he did with the Browns when he was the offensive coordinator. That's what he did. Not maybe he did, but that's what the Eagles did when he was a part of it last year. That it makes a lot of sense, and I was hoping for more of a pass catching tight end over a third wide receiver. So I'm glad they went this route. His numbers aren't inflated because he missed the first 5 or 6 games with a broken foot this last year, but it seems like the former basketball player is the athleticism that they're looking for.
Here's the big talker, late, at least in the draft, Daniel Carlson, kicker out of Auburn, a 5th-round pick.
Another guy that they traded up for, so that doesn't bode well for Kai Forbath. Not that they traded up a whole nother round, but they traded up picks. Not likely that they're going to keep two kickers, and they're going to invest a little bit more money and time and energy and see what the potential ceiling is for the college kicker out of Auburn. So, again, like Sauce was saying when I heard this morning, that it's very much the mirror image of Blair Walsh when the Vikings drafted him. Tremendous, tremendous junior season. Senior year dipped for whatever reason. The numbers didn't look great, but the Vikings were 31st in point after touchdown attempt percentage. So we did not do very well. Kai did not do very well last year in PAT percentage, and I think that's one of the reasons why they drafted
him. So if he's like Blair, he's going to break our hearts next season.
Next season.
Cool.
He's going to be phenomenal this season.
Bunch of 50-yarders.
Yes.
Got it. Colby Gossett, a guard out of Appalachian State, 6th-rounder.
Again, don't know a ton about this guy. You know, you're looking for any sort of value pick late in the rounds. He sort of fit the build and the mold of what they're looking for. You know, hopefully he surprises like a John Sullivan and can come in and play right away. But depth and development for him.
6th-rounder, somebody on Twitter says Ade is how you say the first name. Ade,
yeah.
Aruna, defensive end out of Tulane.
The pronunciation guide says Ode.
Ode.
Hmm.
O-W-D.
Well, then this guy on Twitter is just wrong.
Oh.
Shocking!
Right.
And then last, Devontae Downs, linebacker out of California.
Yeah, I like Devontae Downs. You know, he got hurt, I think, in the seventh game of the year against Washington State. An odd knee injury, odd in the fact that the team nor he has ever said what went wrong. I think people are speculating an ACL or something of the version, but he missed the rest of the season, still hasn't said exactly what the knee injury was. And he was on track to be one of the most productive linebackers of 2017 last year before he got hurt.
Mm.
And I remember I called a Cal game and watching the tape on him. He definitely pops on tape. He moves around a ton. He got asked to move from outside linebacker to inside linebacker, so you would expect him to be a little slower in the transition, but he was playing phenomenally. He's a big body guy. He can run. He can hit. So let's say, hopefully that the knee injury comes back and he's 100%, and he could push.
Ladies and gentlemen, nice. Can I please have your attention?
Sweet.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
I assume some of you saw this, but this made me laugh pretty hard. You guys familiar with Earl Grey tea?
Oh, yeah, this is great.
Yeah. You guys familiar with Notre Dame guard Quentin Nelson? Hawk, have you seen this yet? You're going to love this.
No.
This is right up.
So Earl Grey is tea.
Sure.
Quentin Nelson is, according to some, one of the best guard prospects in years, right? That he's a beast. Yeah. He was universally the best lineman in the draft. Went, what, sixth?
Yep,
to go sixth to the Colts, right?
Yes, sir.
Ian Rappaport a couple days ago tweeted this. And I read, "The 2018 draft is over, and here is my favorite tidbit. In several facilities, Notre Dame guard Quentin Nelson was nicknamed Earl Grey, or some variation, because all he did on film was teabag dudes after he drove their faces in the turf."
Oh, my gosh.
That's pretty funny.
So he would slam you to the ground and sit on your face.
And squat over your face.
So there were some teams calling him Earl Grey. Or some variation, according to Ian Rappaport.
That is an awesome nickname.
Yeah, of course.
Awesome.
I think how many people are going to have no idea what that means.
Yeah.
Both.
Well,
both.
They will now. They're going to know.
Think of how many people right now are asking the person they're carpooling with, what is teabagging? What are they talking about? Look it up. Look it
pull
up.
Over, no, I'll show you.
No, don't look it up.
No, look it up at a work computer.
So when we get Vikings news, actually at 7:40, two guys that we picked up in free agency that I'm super, super excited about.
Really?
Awesome. One of them has Smee to thank for their talent.
Yes, exactly. That was one of them.
Yep.
And you have another one.
I have another one.
Cool, we'll do that at 7:40. Power Trip Morning Show with Ben Lieber back after this on The Fan.
After graduation, Marianne went out. Love.